talking to Coach Angie Stone of the Braemar girls squad. Coach, your nominations, Jasmine Taylor and Taylor Francis, both seniors. Tell me a little bit about their leadership on and off the court.
They are two great kids. They are great leaders. Of course, you know, that comes with experience. But Taylor Francis, she was out all last season with a torn ACL, and she came back strong this year, and she just really was such a positive influence on my team as far as, you know, she had a level head, she could get the ball down the floor, and she just had that good senior leadership on the court and as well as off the court. She is one of my best, you know, so to speak. You know, if I needed anything done with the team, I could go to her, and she was really that team leader that just really sparked them, and she really was a great kid to get that teamwork. And she just wanted to on and off the court, and she's a great student as well. Jasmine Taylor, she is an all-around athlete. She could, you know, get the ball down the floor if they were pressing, and then a lot of times she'd pass it off, go in, post up, be double-teamed, and still average double figures. I think she was like 18 points is what she averaged per game for the season. She's a great kid as far as being off the court also. They are just two individuals that I would, you know, they're just great all-around people, and just they were such an asset to my team. I'm definitely going to miss them next year and their leadership.
Kind of another question just based off of that. They're both seniors, so they will both be leaving high school in just a few months. What will you miss the most, and what is their legacy that they're going to leave behind?
Obviously, Jasmine Taylor, her legacy, you know, she has been one of the top dogs since her freshman year in every sport. She has made almost every, you know, KMZU Dream Team, every all-tournament team. She is going to be a hard one to replace as far as, you know, her scoring and her rebound. She's just a strong athlete. And Taylor, like I said, her experience and she just really calmed the team, and she could get the ball down the floor. We're going to miss them tremendously. Now, Jasmine, she is going on to play basketball at North Central, so I'm excited to get to see her to continue in the basketball. And Taylor, she's undecided at this point as to what she's going to do, but she is very strong at pole vault with track, so, you know, I'm excited. I hope she gets to continue on with that dream of hers.